For years, a Juno company has been trying to bring an innovative heating system to the capital city, but those plans have hit a snag. It says tapping into the local electric utilities transmission lines has been a tough process for the little guy. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Duff Mitchell has a big vision for a small rectangular plot in downtown Juneau. It's on the Gastineau Channel. His company, Juneau Hydropower, bought it back in 2017.
And what we're looking at on the corner where we're going to do the district heating is
a district heating facility. It's popular in Scandinavian countries. Essentially, it's a central source of heat that would be circulated through pipes around the city. In this case, that source would be a seawater heat pump. The state is currently considering hooking up its downtown buildings. But for the time being, this is still an empty lot. Mitchell doesn't think it'll stay that way for long.
What I'd really like to do is have pipes stored on the property and some heavy equipment and some other things getting ready for this. And, you know, it's a beautiful day out here today, and the future's bright for Juneau with this kind of technology.
But that bright future requires a new source of electricity. In addition to district heating, his plans also include constructing a multi-million dollar hydroelectric dam. So there's the seawater heat pump, and then there's the dam. The problem is connecting the two. Mitchell needs to link up to the local electric utility's transmission lines to make it work. And that's what he says is slowing him down.
But here I am. I'm shovel ready. I'm ready to put people to work. I'm ready to do things for my community. I'm ready to roll. And I would like to have a handshake commitment, and let's work together.
Of course, there's no promise an electric utility will want to shake your hand. In most states, this process would be governed by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. But Alaska is different.
We are not subject to the same FERC rules.
Chris Rose is the executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, a nonprofit. He says FERC is hands-off when it comes to interconnection with independent power producers here.
So what is good for everybody else in Lower 48, it does not apply in Alaska.
In large part, he says it's up to the utility to decide how they want to work with people. And not having that guarantee that it's going to happen can make investors in renewable energy projects in Alaska skittish.
They're never going to feel comfortable investing if they don't know what the cost of doing business is going to be, or if they don't even know whether they can do business because they can't interconnect to the grid.
And here's the issue Juneau Hydropower is having. Even though FERC doesn't regulate transmission lines in Alaska, it does permit hydroelectric dams, like the one Duff Mitchell is trying to build to power the seawater heat pump. He has a FERC license for the dam, but in his words, it turns into a pumpkin on September 8th of this year if his company can't submit a financial plan.
I need that transmission agreement to close financing. It won't happen without it. You can't have a project start with this loose end.
Although he says he has the financing lined up, the transmission line agreement is the missing link. Without it, he says his project looks risky to potential investors. In the meantime, Mitchell has started the conversation about interconnection with Alaska Electric Light and Power. But for a small energy provider like himself, he says there's too many hoops to jump through.
This is an industry standard interconnection process. It's not something that we've made up.
That's Debbie Driscoll, a spokesperson for the utility, AEL&P. Right now, the ball is back in Mitchell's court. Driscoll says the next step is an engineering study that would look at the potential impacts on the grid. And she says there's a lot to consider. Mitchell's hydroelectric dam wouldn't be small compared to the overall system.
Because Juneau's power grid is what we term an electrical island, the proposed project could potentially have a very large impact on our system operations and our reliability. So this is a similar process to what we would use for any interconnection of this size.
But Duff Mitchell says Alaska's capital city is changing. There's more electric vehicles, electric buses could be on the way. The way he sees it, the added hydroelectricity from his dam could only be a good thing. And a downtown seawater heat pump would be a fitting innovation.
I know at the end of the day I'm going to win. I have a good product. It makes it helps. It's also creating really good benefits. We need to go with the rest of the flow of America, and I think it is going to help our state immensely where we can get rid of these barriers.
Mitchell says he wishes it were easier for more independent power producers in Alaska to get their projects up and running. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.